Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Rapid fire, because this is Country Heat, and we like to play with fire.
Ooh. Usually I just stand outside of it, but okay, let's go ahead and get in it.
I was really hoping you would say something like that.
Hello, friends. So good to be back with you. It's Kelly and Amber. We're here at the Country Heat House on Music Row in Nashville.
And we're still not caught up on our sleep after being at Stagecoach in Indio, California. It was amazing. It was warm. I loved it,
yes.
But also I'm tired.
Well, our center stage guest this week is the best-selling solo artist in U.S. history.
Wow.
Just casual, you know? His music is streamed exclusively on Amazon Music, so he's practically family. Mm-hmm. He's won 24 ACM Awards, and he is about to host the show for the very first time.
Garth Brooks! You know, I have so many questions. I really hope he plans on staying a while.
Me too. But before he gets here, we want to share some clips from our trip to Stagecoach. Here are some highlights.
The boys of Old Dominion rolled in.
Hello.
Here they are, everybody.
Here.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Well, right. I'm feeling good.
Good to great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to say great.
Is this first time back out since the accident? Or
played last night.
How'd you feel?
I felt pretty good.
Good.
I sat for most of it.
Okay.
I was saving myself for this.
Oh. For us?
Yes.
We feel so special.
You know, we got a chance to actually go out into the crowd for the first time.
Yes.
Specifically for their set.
Mm-hmm.
Made us a little nervous.
I was worried about Matt.
Yeah. He said he was going to stand in one place. He had a stool out there with him. He didn't use it much.
He stood way too much.
Yeah, no, he did like this swing with his guitar. It's like, watch it, Matt. Watch it. I got really nervous for him.
We were all nervous. We were thinking he needs to take it easy because he's just fresh off of that. They did an amazing job. They looked incredible on that stage and sounded great.
Sounded so good.
Sounded great.
So
other
good
performances that we absolutely fell in love with. We loved Morgan Wade. She rocked the stage earlier in the day. And then after the sun went down, night two, Kane Brown coming out on the stage. Absolutely pyro, lasers, all the things, his full show, and then fireworks at the end.
Fireworks at the end and fire.
Lots of fire.
Lots of fire, especially during Bury Me in Georgia, his brand new single. He did that.
That lit the
crowd on fire, I believe,
it was,
in that moment.
It was incredible to watch. We also had some friends stop by, and they were helping us throughout our live streams. Thank you to Madeline Edwards, who was one of our co-hosts for the day. We also had Avery Anna, who stopped by. And, of course, Bestie Breland, who really is the third member of our Country Heat Weekly podcast.
He said that, too.
He is the third member.
He was like, I am a member. I've been a member of this podcast from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can't get rid of me. He's in the family.
He's in the family.
Officially.
Speaking of Breland, there was a really nice moment when he and John Party were both here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so interesting to have that artist to artist conversation.
Yes, I've loved that.
You know, I'm a fan of yours, man. And as a new artist, I was curious, you know, having played Stagecoach a few times now, this is your first time doing like a full headline type situation.
Right? Almost headline.
But I mean,
it's a good slot.
Big name on the board, right?
Hey, let's put it out of the sunlight.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's already dark out.
Yeah.
That's a different set when the sun goes down.
So my question is, like, each time you come out here, what does it feel like seeing your name get a little bigger on the poster?
Oh.
You know, getting that later slot each time as someone who is from the West Coast, representing West Coast country.
Man, it's dreams come true. I remember when I first heard about Stagecoach, I was like, man, this seems cool. And I was like, up in NorCal, I was like, well, that's way too far.
Yeah.
Yeah. I moved to Nashville.
Travel, yeah.
I'm a world traveler now, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody here represents what the stereotype of California isn't, you know. Like, it's not surfers. It's not. These are like hardworking people, farmers. They're from all kinds of backgrounds.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Speaking of John Party, he had a pretty big moment happen right here at Stagecoach.
I didn't know that this was happening. None of us knew that this was happening. Complete and total surprise. John Party is on stage and all of a sudden Guy Fieri comes out and tells him to turn around and look. And there's a video that plays. It's Alan Jackson inviting John to become the next member of the Grand Ole Opry. I work for the Grand Ole Opry as an announcer, and I didn't even know that that was happening.
And we had been hanging out with the Opry crew all day. We were just like talking to them, and we were like, oh, it's so great that you guys all got to come out here and hang out at Stagecoach with us. We're so glad to see you. Not a word.
But we do have that for you so that you can experience it as well. Here is John Party on stage being invited to become the next Opry member.
And our good friend, Alan Jackson from Nashville, Tennessee, has a message for you. Take a look.
Hey, John, everybody at Stagecoach. The Grand Ole Opry has always meant a whole lot to me and everybody in country music. And I've been appreciating your music ever since you were touring with me a few years ago. And so I get the honor to invite you in front of all your Stagecoach friends out there to be the first native of California to become an official member of the Grand Ole Opry.
I love you guys. I love California, baby.
He is the first native Californian to be an Opry member. That's wild to me.
It really is. I thought for sure maybe Buck Owens or somebody way back, but I guess not.
I mean, what a feat. Congrats, John. That's so exciting.
One of our biggest highlights, though, because, you know, we get to talk to a lot of country folks. Very rarely do we get country grammar. We're talking about Nelly. Nelly came over to talk to us.
Nelly himself.
Country concerts, people are there 2-3 hours before, they're tailgating, they're ready. Hip hop concerts, somebody might still be at the mall when the first act is on. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's just totally different. I mean, both great crowds, but you know, it's an event. Yep. Country concerts, there are truly an event from start to finish.
We also got to talk to the most nominated female at the ACMs, Miss Lainey Wilson.
Being nominated for everything that you're nominated for, is there one that you are most hopeful to get or one that you would love the most?
That's hard.
I know.
But I will say Album of the Year, I feel like is really... It's a win for your entire team, the people who played on your record, your producer, the songwriters. It's one of those things that would feel like a big win for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be one to celebrate. They'd all be one to celebrate, but that would be wild.
Thank you to all of our Twitch family for joining us on our live stream from Stagecoach. It was so much fun, and we love it when you guys are in the chat. Okay, without further ado, we are going to bring Garth Brooks into the studio. So stay right there while we rearrange the furniture. Now, if we were to list out every one of his accomplishments, I think we would probably eat up all of our interview time. So we're not going to do that. Garth Brooks, everybody. Garth Brooks is here.
Can we just skip to the greatest one?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
This yes. cat married Trisha Yearwood in 2005. That's the greatest accomplishment.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Full stop right there.
Marianne.
Full stop. Mic drop. Well, our country heat house here is right across the street from Allentown, the legendary studio where you record all of your albums. You do your Facebook Live events there. Did you walk here or did
yes,
you drive?
Yes, I did.
You
I
did?
I had to walk against the traffic. It was a little tough.
Please okay. tell me a trolley full of tourists were going
Please.
By.
So the other night I was coming out of the studio. The trolley was stopped for some reason. So I just jumped out and got on it.
You did
it
not.
It was fabulous. There were people here from Norway, Great Britain, Indonesia. They were all on the, and telling us their stories. I tell you what, we are lucky. This is the place where people come. And they come for a reason. They come for the music, which makes them feel better. I love it.
I mean, for context, we've got these double-decker trolley tour buses
right.
that go up and down Music Row. And they're usually telling stories about, you know, how legendary Music Row is. And you just never know who you will see.
You just never know.
It's so sweet. Me and the bus driver took a selfie and it was packed and it was late at night too. So I was surprised how packed.
That's the best.
Well, did
story.
You travel on it or did you just hop off?
No, I left my car running. I love this guy. I love this neighborhood, but I don't trust it that much.
That's why they call it hop on, hop off.
Hop on, hop off. So next time you're in town, make sure you grab the trolley. We are 1 week away from the ACM Awards.
Yes,
by the time that this comes out, you are hosting with Dolly Parton live on Prime Video, and we are so excited about it. Is this really the first time you've ever hosted an award show?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the ACMs have been very sweet to me. With that said, I've just never thought about hosting. And you get a call from Ryan Reddington. One, I'll do anything for Ryan. He's been a great partner, and I am Amazon's partner. So I'm exclusively with him. And he said, would you ever think about hosting? I said, no, but if you're asking, who's hosting? He goes, Dolly. I said, I'm in. I said, if right. Dolly will say yes, yes on this end.
We have a Dolly candle we can light if we need some vibes. Oh. Whenever we need some
Whenever
good Dolly
vibes,
juju, we grab it and we light it.
I have a Trisha candle just like that. I do.
How well do you know Dolly? Obviously, you know. What?
No, I mean, guys, look, we don't do, you guys think we hang out together. We don't.
Is there not a secret club where you guys go meet up?
Oh, no. We were sitting Dang. There doing the promos for it, and we're supposed to walk toward the camera, talk about country music. And we were trying to figure out how to keep the same pace because she's on heels this tall. And,
right.
And so I said, are you okay if I hold your hand? And she said, yeah. And when I held her hand, it was like all of a sudden you'd known her for your whole life. Once you held her hand, then we start talking. I have never got to do that. So we had a great talk about country music, what it is, what it always will stand for. And she was fantastic, but no, never have. If I could, I'd sit down for hours with her and just talk because she is country music. She's the history and the future of this format.
I've seen some of the promos that you've already done, and you can tell you just immediately
click instant. With her,
yeah,
right?
She's amazing.
Because, you know, they come out and they go, okay, we're going to take some photographs, right? I kid you not. Okay, let's. It's like, oh, I'm sitting here looking at it going, oh my God, I'm dead, right? Because this was mine. Pum, 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 pum. It's like, Jiminy Christmas. So she was fantastic. So she was fun to work with. I think anybody in her is a great couple.
So talk to us about what the preparations are like. We know what, you know, even getting ready for a podcast is like, let alone a live TV show. So when did you guys start working on the prep?
We started working on it, you know, the second that they say yes. So we did all our promo stuff. But the truth is, it's the writing of it. And the only thing that I'm responsible for, which I love, is I'm responsible for introducing Dolly Parton. I can do that. I can do that. They might have to edit it down a little bit because it's going to be about 17 pages long. But I'm excited about that. And then once she gets out there, the class that comes with it, the talent, the fun, all that stuff will come with her. So she's fantastic. The stuff I've seen so far, you go everything from smiling, crying to laughing. She's funny, man. And she is an entertainer. Come on.
And I heard she's going to be doing her rock song. Have you heard it?
No, I haven't yet. But if you saw the Hall of Fame induction, the one she wrote for that was amazing. So it's like, and here's a crazy thing. You ready for this? Every Dolly single, you know, she wrote.
Right.
She's one of a kind.
Okay. So we know the show's returning to Texas this year. Comfortable place for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Garth Brooks. The special was in Texas.
Yeah, the first two. Yeah, the first one was in Reunion Arena in Dallas. And then This is Garth Brooks 2 was in the old Texas Stadium.
So what is it about Texas that you just love and feel a kindred spirit
with? I don't know. I'm from Oklahoma.
I know. You're supposed to not like Texas.
I thought for sure they'd barbecue me, right?
Yeah.
But they have treated me like a native son there, and I can't explain it. I feel very lucky. Last time we played Dallas was the best time I'd ever played there, and I played there 80 times.
Okay, so what would you say your goals are for the big night? We know people are going to be watching all over the world on Prime Video. What do you want them to take away about country music?
That country music is intelligent. Country music is loving. Country music is tolerant. It is inclusive. That's what I want them to take away. I want them to take away the talent. And the thing is, we've got the roadmap right there. She's standing right there. All we got to be is her. Classy, funny, talented. If we'll just go on those three things, I think we'll be fine.
There are seven Entertainer of the Year nominees, which I know is...
Well, that's weird.
Isn't that weird?
That's weird. Huh.
Coincidence?
I don't
know. Look, he's like, Who do you think is really knocking it out of the park right now when you're watching?
Man, just take your pick. The guy I think is still riding the waves, Luke.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Little Miss Wilson is tearing it up too. And the bottom line to all of it is talent.
Yeah.
And these kids are so talented. I think of me when we first started out at Jiminy Christmas. There's no way I could even be there today. The talent is just way, way too thick out there.
There is so much talent. I mean, I feel like every day we're always like, oh my gosh, that's a great show. Yeah, that's a great song. That's a great show. It's a great show. Do you ever go see country shows?
Mm-hmm.
What's the last show you went to?
I got to see Keith Urban, which, there you go.
Yeah.
Keith Urban is just more like a choir practice is all it is. He starts and the whole place just sings with him.
Yeah.
I mean, every word, you're like, dang it, that's cool. You know, of course, I've seen two Trisha Yearwood shows in the last 6 months, which I love there because on a Trisha Yearwood show, what you see is people just with their jaws open. I think we've got so much in technology to where we're thinking that everything is fixed when it comes out to us. And to see somebody raw, stand there with a mic and go, we can do it with a band or without. She does Somewhere Over the Rainbow a cappella. And all you do is watch people start crying. Grown men sit there trying. And it's like, yeah, you ought to sleep with her. It's fantastic. I'm sorry. Can I say that? She's
yes,
amazing.
You can. I love that so much. Okay, so I think everybody wants to know, how do you consume your music? There are so many different ways. People are streaming, you know, vinyl is making this resurgence. Like, what is your go-to?
Well, my thing always, because I'm in the business, so it's unfair to ask, really.
Right.
It's in the business. The songwriters make their living by purchases. They just do. So we're lucky enough to stream. We have Alexa, and we do that on poker nights and stuff like that. And what I love about vinyl is you have to own that. That's yours, right? And when you put it on the turntable, what I love is you can't go next. And so now here come the album cuts. And the album cuts are the ones that are not commercial. So they're the ones that are more personal, the ones that actually change people's lives and choose not to commit suicide on an album cut or choose to work out a marriage problem or choose to leave a bad marriage. Those are the album cuts. And I love those. So the fact that they're doing vinyl as much as they are makes me feel like the album cuts are on their way back.
Okay, let's go back to poker nights. I'm interested in this.
So we play a game called Boom.
What's Boom?
I'll explain it to you sometime. But it's good. It involves liquor. Just want you to know.
Okay? We're in.
So I say we don't plan it too late at night. Maybe noon. We'll start.
Just a little
midday.
This is Nashville. You've got Alexa playing. What are you asking Alexa to play? Do you do theme nights with it?
It just depends who you're with.
Yeah.
Who's around, right? Because I listen to music all day. So my thing is somebody else gets to pick. And then this way I get to hear something maybe I wouldn't, you know, hang on. My wife is as predictable as all day long. She's going to say, Alexa, play. And you go, Linda Ronstadt. That's going to be it, right? That's the thing. My thing is, Alexa, play me something new.
Ooh.
I love that.
I'm going to have to try that.
Discovery's everything, right?
That's our homework this week, Kelly.
Okay.
We're going to do that. Just we're going to do that.
Something new.
Well, you're a very important part of our Amazon Music family. We love claiming you as our own.
You're very sweet. I love claiming you as a partner.
Amazon Music is still the only place in the entire world that you can stream Garth Brooks music.
That's
right. We love that. The whole catalog's there. Live albums, Christmas albums. Talk to us about what that partnership has meant to you.
It's meant everything to me. Try to remember that we went home to raise our kids. And in that time, you watch these technology companies come up and totally just use the music to sell tech pieces, right? And so your only home in 2000s was the big box retailers because they were the only ones still selling music so the songwriters can get paid. And so we created this thing called Ghost Tunes that came out because it was the only place digital for us because we wanted to pay the songwriters. And I'm at Allentown. There's a knock on the door, and Bob Dole says, there's a guy named Ryan Reddington here from Amazon. He wants to talk to you about streaming. I said, we don't stream. He goes, I think you're going to want to hear this one. And he came in, and he said, we can stream, but what we can do is push your albums so your songwriters get paid. That was music to my ears right at the right time, too, because Ghost Tunes wasn't going to stand a chance against the big boys. Yeah. But you bring in somebody like Amazon, they changed my path and saved my career. I mean, who gets a second half at a career? And because of Amazon, we got one.
In my day job, I work over at Smack Songs.
Okay.
So I understand and see day to day what these songwriters are putting on the line, their livelihoods, just their lives. You know, we have people that come and sit in this chair, and so many of them are like, Garth's the reason I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
And
so
to
sweet.
Protect and have them top of mind, even this new generation. I think that means so much to this town, to this genre. It's just so important.
It's very sweet, but remember, it's also selfish. I'm one of them.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
one of those songwriters, and I probably have more Garth Brooks cuts than anybody else.
I hope so.
So it's very, very important.
Yeah. So while we have you here in the studio, we have a few more questions as fans.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you said your duets record is done. Is there anyone you're singing with on this project that's made Miss Yearwood jealous?
Because she would want to sing with them?
Because she would want to sing?
Yeah.
No, it'd make her jealous because she wanted to sing on the song. I do have a song that I chose a partner for that Miss Yearwood actually did the harmony, the part on the, when we put it down. And it's like, honey, we just need to involve, and trust me, the duets piece is the tip of the iceberg. This is the duets kind of intro, because the big duet record is coming. So this is fun. So you'll hear some songs you're very familiar with different voices on them, which I love. One of the things in the past we're putting back on there is the Friends in Low Places duet with King George. Jason Aldean's on there. Keith Urban's playing the big solo in the middle. The guys from Florida Georgia Line are on there. It's fun, and it's cool. My thing is, I'm really surprised how effortless Friends in Low Places is for everyone to sing. I feel very lucky that song is under our umbrella.
Oh, amazing.
I was at a Preds game last week, and they played it, like, just in a break. And, of course, they turned it off when the play resumed, and everybody kept
going.
Hey, you're in Nashville. I like it.
Okay, so you said that you've been in the studio a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
We see your car over there all the time. We're
yes,
not spying
ma'am.
On you.
Well, we're next door neighbors.
We
I
are next not. Door neighbors. We happen to look over. We're like, hey, the lights are on. You say that this is just the tip of the iceberg. What's the rest of the iceberg, Garth?
I'm telling you, I think, and this might be just because I'm getting older, so you think you're working more than you ever have, but I'm putting in more hours than I think I ever have. It's all coming, and it's all going to be in the next 6 months. By the time we reach 2024, I think we're going to take a serious look at what the next page for us is. But what will happen between here and there is monumental for us. You think you're seeing a lot of us now. For the next 6 months, we'll practically live over there.
I'm sitting here listening for all the Easter eggs because you are famous for dropping Easter eggs.
No, not me.
He said the next page, and I'm like, Garth's writing a book. And then you said monumental, and I'm like, oh, Monument Records. Is he doing something with Monument Records? I'm legitimately reading into everything that you're saying right
every
now.
Every little bit. Every little bit.
I will dissect this later.
The only thing that won't happen in the next 10 years is the bar won't open in the next 10 years.
My God,
construction is slow,
it's
man.
It's so slow.
It's funny because the bills keep showing up on time. But the construction.
But
so.
You can go in and you can get swag, like some that you have on right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's available.
Yeah,
right?
we've got the merch room open.
Okay, so here's my other question. There are so many footprints of different places that are happening in downtown Nashville that are connected with different artists, and then they're being replicated in other cities. Could that happen with your bar, maybe?
Well, I always tease because I never give you a direct answer. Yes. Yes.
I just know, you know, we've got so many Old Reds that are in different locations. Dirk's has Whiskey Row in different places. And I'm just looking at this going, yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, here's the thing with Friends. We don't license it. And so we build it ourselves.
Okay.
Because I want it to be, and please forgive me if this is too simple.
No.
I want it to be the Chick-fil-A of honky-tonks. I want you to feel safe in there. I want respect to be in there. And I want us to love one another. We'll put a big sign on the door right when you walk in. If you're an asshole, there's plenty of other places to go, right? Just
like
stay
that.
Out of here, right?
Yeah.
Let's love one another. Let's be inclusive. Well, if you do that, you can't license that. So if there is another place you go, you have to build it.
Yeah.
And you have to hire the people and stuff like that. So it's a little more taken on than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. But thank God you got great partners and they do 99% of the work. But still that 1%, it's a lot more than I ever bargained for. But hopefully the end result will be a place where people feel almost like church, where they belong. And they can come there and be with people that just want to love and just have fun.
Well, I drive down Broadway in great anticipation.
You just
the signage was awesome. Like, I want to get in there. But speaking of other places, you're heading to Las Vegas for
yes.
the new residency. So that's practically home away from home for you now.
It's been pretty cool.
Yeah. Do you have your favorite spots to go in town?
No.
No?
I'm a hotel guy.
Okay.
Because I just don't travel. I know this is crazy. I'm just not a travel guy. So whenever we go into someplace, a stadium or whatever we're playing, the crew and everything will take a day and go see Mount Rushmore or whatever. I'm in the hotel. I don't know what it is, but I just I want to be wherever Miss Yearwood is. I just like that. And so we kind of hang. We're kind of the same people. No, we like to hang around in our pajamas a lot. And I'm telling you, man, what I love about Miss Yearwood is she's got all the cool girl things, but she's a guy. She is. She loves sports. Loves sports. She's got a sweatshirt she wears every college football Saturday. It says classy till kickoff.
That's right.
Oh.
And that's hers. And she is a Georgia Bulldog through and through.
I was going to say, we'd be best friends, but the Georgia Bulldog thing might throw a wrench in.
You'd be best friends for until 2 hours of the week.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Tell her I said go Gators with love.
I will.
My husband is a huge Georgia Bulldogs fan,
so he's
right there with you.
So what are you?
Yeah. I'm from Indiana. We didn't have that football thing.
Enough.
We had
okay.
basketball.
Okay, yeah,
but
fair
that
enough.
Was it, yeah.
So you're an Oklahoma State Cowboy. Let's just
I
say
sure
that.
Am.
I need
sure
all the help
am.
We can get.
That's right. Go Cowboys.
That a girl.
Speaking of residencies, there have been all these rumors that you were going to do a Nashville residency for years
yes.
now.
Yeah, I would love the thought of that. So in our deal with Caesars, even though I can't talk about our deal with Caesars, they have left some weekends open that we can do that here, which I love. And I love the thought of doing it around Christmas, doing it for a good cause.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, the one-man show, we did it at the Grand Ole Opry.
Right.
Fabulous. The crowd was amazing. We did it at Ryman. Fabulous. And if you've been to the new place Belmont's got.
Oh, yes. It's stunning.
Oh,
so
my
good.
Gosh.
It's your center, right?
Yes. It looks like a world-class opera hall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it looks like, I mean, they can compete with Vegas. They can, I mean, anything. That place is so classy, so cool. So I love that place as well. And what I also really love about that, five-story parking covered that you walk right into the building for the people that come see it. That's great, especially in the winter. That's fabulous.
Yeah, you've done a lot of research on that.
You know what? I'm guessing at a lot of this stuff. here's the deal with marketing, okay? Marketing is easy. Treat people the way you want to be treated.
Right.
If you're a customer, what do you want? Well, let me guess. I want to try and find some place to park around Broadway.
Correct.
And try and get to the Ryman. And it's like, as historic as it is, that's tough.
It is tough.
But you're telling me I can pull up in Belmont in a totally protected, covered parking lot and walk straight into the building, count me in. Those are good things.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you this. Watching the tour and all of the tour stops and how much fun you were having on this tour, I know the amount of work has to be astronomical to pull that off.
What's the allure that keeps pulling you back to the big stage like that? Because you can do the residency all day long, and it feels like that's very self-contained, and it's kind of a wash, rinse, repeat. But when you're doing a tour and you're in a different city, it's so much more work. What was the allure?
Try to remember, I was raised in the 70s. So my brother, unfortunately, I'm the last of six kids. And there was a big gap between the last, between the first four and the last two. So my brother basically had me as a bumper sticker in his life. When he could drive at 16, then he got a job. I got a job at 14, so he could take me to work, right? And this poor guy had to do everything with me. So my first two concerts, I was his date, mm-hmm. right? And he was a big Styx fan, Kansas fan. So he liked Boston, all the big rock groups in the 70s. So that's what I grew up on, was going to those concerts and going, wow, that's cool. And then you see George Strait and you go, oh, that's what I want to do. But at the same time, I really like that rock arena kind mm-hmm. of feel.
Yeah.
And what happens, how do we do both, right? And this is what I love. Miss Sherwood said it best. You go to a Garth show and it's a three-ring circus. It's just loud. But there's no mistaking what's coming out of those speakers is country music.
Yeah.
So it's okay to have that kind of stage show and do it. And so that's how our show was born. So that's the allure. I like the one-man show and it's sweet and everything, but I like to get out and sweat, man. I love to see these people just their hearts coming out of their throats and just screaming and yelling and having the best time. That makes me feel like my time down on this earth, you know, is being spent in the right place, if that makes any sense.
And you do that so well.
Yeah, you do.
That's the one thing I will say from seeing you live. I left that show and I turned to my friend and I said, I don't know what we just witnessed, but I know that it was so next level that I can't even put it into words, because from the beginning to the end, it was every ounce of everything you had, which we've all known for years, but seeing it and being there and experiencing it, and I think we've all been lucky enough to experience it multiple times, it's always next level. And as a fan, that's so special. And we appreciate that so much.
It's very sweet.
It's just awesome.
I don't know if you realize what you just did, but you only hear that when you're dead. I got to experience that while I'm alive. What you just said, thank you. Because we only say it when they're gone. That is so, so sweet. It's Jimmy Mattingly, the fiddle player, okay? The first night we ever did two shows in one night because the ticket demand was that way. He's walking and I'm listening to him. He's talking to himself. And he goes, man, I want to give everything I got, but I want to save something for that second show because those people deserve it. And he goes, but then I'm worried that these people will see me saving something for the second show and I'm just going to go out there and give it everything I got. And that set the pace for everything. And so from that day forward, from 1994 forward, it was like, just give it everything you got. You'll find that extra gear somehow. And so there's been days we've done two shows in one day, three shows in one day. Our biggest run was 18 shows in 12 days. Oh. And it was between Denver and Sacramento. And it was unbelievable. But at the end of it, you're sitting there going, I can do this again. I'm telling you, man, it's easier than breathing. I start the song. You guys take it over. I start the next one. You take it over. It's really not a lot of work.
Okay, you ready for burning questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Here we go.
These are rapid fire.
Rapid fire, because this is country heat, and we like to play with fire around these ACM awards. Yeah. This is how we're theming it.
Usually I just stand outside of it, but okay, let's go ahead and get in it.
I was really hoping you would say something like that. Okay, so first thing that comes to your mind.
Trisha. Are we asking yet?
So sorry.
That's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
Great answer. Okay, where do you keep your ACM trophies?
Along with the rest of them. We just keep them in a room in the barn.
Do you know how many you've won?
No.
24.
24? Oh, ACM only? Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. That's nice. They've been very, very sweet to me.
Just 24. Just 24. It's not.
They've been very sweet to me.
The award is shaped like a cowboy hat.
Yes, ma'am.
How many cowboy hats would you guesstimate are in your closet?
Since they sent them to me in boxes, I'm going to guess probably 35.
Who will have more outfit changes night of, you or Dolly?
You know what? We're talking about that. I've offered to help with hers, but we'll see. I'm imagining Dolly will.
Okay, the show is back in Texas this year. What do you have to eat when you're in the Lone Star State?
Oh, you have to eat Brahms. If you've never had Brahms, it's like a family-owned business, but they're in Oklahoma, Texas. It is the, and you know, you talk about Whataburger, you talk about In-N-Out, all great burgers. Brahms, though, it's like they've made it by hand, and you can just tell. Mm-hmm. And it means something. It's really nice.
We're going to have to make a stop.
Yes, you are.
Yes, we will. Okay, what is your favorite memory from ACM history?
Probably the night that I did we opened the show with Chris LeDoux and Charlie Daniels. And I mean, come on, how are you going to beat that, right? Because everyone goes, oh, I remember that. It was Chris LeDoux, Charlie Daniels, and somebody else. it was righteous, man. And Charlie's playing the fiddle on Fever and all stuff. It was cool. Trying to keep up with those guys were cool. And don't let Charlie fool you. He was a big guy, but he could move.
Yes.
It was fun.
I loved him. Of course, the show is on Amazon Prime Video. The only place that you can stream Garth's music is on Amazon Music. So I feel like we're practically co-workers at this point.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you have a key to the back door? Have they given you one yet?
No, you saw I knocked. First of all, I went to the wrong address. Then I knocked here and finally found you guys. But
well, now you know where we are.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
You can come in anytime. We'll come. We'll give you a key. We'll put it under the mat.
Thursday, May 11th, live on Prime Video, Garth Brooks, Dolly Parton, the 58th annual ACM Awards. We will see you in Texas, Garth.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll Cheers. Be the one Sweet. With the cowboy hat.
Cheers.
Nice.
There we go.
Nice,
down.
Nice.
All right.
Okay. So that just happened.
Yeah. Okay. Was that your first time meeting Garth?
Yes.
What was your overall impression?
This is all I can do because I don't have words. I think I'm like, you know, just
your hand on your heart.
He's just incredible.
Isn't he?
Yes.
The best part is he's this worldwide known superstar, incredible, and also at the same time, the most normal human.
So intentional and smart and just, I mean, he's everything. He's Garth.
And thoughtful.
Yes.
I know.
See, there I go again.
Just touch your hand to your heart when you're saying it. Okay, so we need all of y'all listening and watching us right now to help us get the word out. Share this podcast with all of your Garth nut friends that you know, people who love Garth, people who don't know Garth but need to know Garth. This is the podcast for them. So get the word out. Make sure they're following our show, Country Heat Weekly, on Amazon Music or wherever you listen to podcasts. Wondery is another great place that you can find us. And next week, we're coming to you from Dallas.
Yes. The ACM Awards.
Yes.
Yes. We're going to be hanging out with you all week too. We fly into Dallas on Monday, but on Tuesday night, we've got a special Twitch live stream that I don't think that we can say too much about yet.
I don't think so.
But just know you're not going to want to miss it.
It's going to be incredible. So make sure you download the Twitch app, then follow the Amazon Music channel. That's the easiest way to find it because we are back with pre-show rehearsals on Wednesday, and then we will be live on the red carpet from the 58th annual ACM Awards on Thursday.
Do you have your red carpet looked together, Kelly?
You know me. I like to just kind of wing it. We both have a really good friend that helps us out.
Yes. Yes.
And so I will have something and it will be fabulous from our friend Jonathan Kane.
Yes. Thank you to the incredible Jonathan Kane. We will have gorgeous outfits to wear. I think I just need to figure out the jewelry and the shoes. That's always like the hardest part for me.
Right. Yes.
Too many choices.
So wear your party shoes. It's country music's biggest party, everybody. 58th annual ACM Awards live from Frisco, Texas, streaming exclusively on Amazon Prime Video.
That's Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then our podcast will drop Friday next week so we can bring you all the backstage scoop and highlights from our entire week.
Thursday night is going to be a really long night, but it's going to be so much fun.
We're going to make some memories, but we probably will not sleep. So we will talk to you guys next week from Texas.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at listenerstudy.com.
Once upon a beat.
Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondry app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondry Plus in the Wondry app or Wondry Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.